And I thought finally, just briefly, I would mention that the 1967 flood again, the Great Fairbanks flood. The Geophysical Institute turned out, of course, the campus actually turned out to be one of the few places in the Fairbanks area that was above water. And the Geophysical Institute became the Geophysical Inn for about a week. It was also, thanks to our electronics shop, the major communications center linking Fairbanks with the outside world. Basically, both of the roads had been cut by floodwaters a couple of days earlier. The airport was an island. The runway stayed above water, but just barely. But I found myself as the room clerk of the Geophysical Inn there. Luckily, I was very lucky I got my office to myself, since I also got flooded out. It's just about everybody in the low-lying areas, which is most of Fairbanks. But I still remember they had a whole family in Wally's office, which was the, as I said, essentially an annex of a library. And it was pretty crowded.
Yes, it was. Thank you.